Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here. Monday, April 29th, the 2024 NFL Draft has come and gone. What a wild ride it was. The lead up to the draft, then the actual draft as well. We've talked about each individual pick. We've talked about the class a little bit as a whole. But now it's time for Jaguars draft grades by yours truly. We're going to grade each individual pick and then offer a weighted class grade at the end of the show. Really appreciate you guys tuning in. If you've been enjoying the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjack.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I'm wearing right now. And if you want to support the channel in a different way, you can also become a channel member. Wanted to shout out the channel members. We do have a few of them out there. Cardiac Cats, Eileen, Brandon, Debbie Lynn. Really appreciate y'all's support of the channel. That's another way you can support us and get some fun perks. The more expensive tier, you get a nice discount over at genjack.com/shop. So definitely something you can check out if you're interested in supporting the channel further. But at the very least, please like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. Also wanted to shout out again Cardiac Cats. You can go check out his YouTube page. Does a great job breaking down the Jaguars. Does a lot of Jags content over there. So go check out Cardiac Cats. I will drop a link in the description below to his YouTube channel. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into these Jaguars draft grades in the first round. I thought the Jaguars did fantastic, right? And the first round in my grading scale is weighted 1.25 times, so it's more valuable than any other picks. Traded down from 17 to 23, they acquired a 2024 fifth round pick, two 2025 picks, a third and a fourth. Very valuable picks there, in my opinion. Three total draft picks to move down six spots. And then you acquired a very talented player at a premium position, in a position that's going to help Trevor Lawrence out immediately and long term. So Brian Thomas Jr., he's obviously a physical freak, 6'3", 210 pounds, long arms, big hands, runs a 4.33 40-yard dash, can leap out of the gym. Right now, he is a really, really good vertical threat, and also someone who can be a red zone threat, go up and get some 50-50 balls for you. So I think he brings the type of skill set to this offense that it's desperately needed for a while. And I think that there's even more potential because this is a guy that at his size has rare kind of, you know, twitch and agility, mobility, someone who can develop further as a route runner. I think there's no doubt about it that he has that within him physically. But again, at the very worst, I think you have an elite a vertical threat and a red zone threat from the jump. So I think that was just a coup for the Jaguars. Again, supporting Trevor Lawrence, getting a valuable player at a premium position, trading down in order to do it. I thought that was awesome for the Jaguars. So their first round grade, you know, trade combined with landing Brian Thomas Jr. at 23, that's an A-plus for me. Then in the second round, you know, Trent Baalke'd in the second round here. Mason Smith, a pick that reminded me a lot of Walker Little a few years back. And, you know, Walker Little has turned out to be a pretty darn good second-round pick. I think in a lot of places he would be starting right now, considered a starter, no question about it. But Mason Smith at 48, LSU defensive lineman, former five-star recruit, unbelievable combination of size, length, athleticism, all that good stuff. But you're banking on him getting back to 100% physically and mentally, which he was not in 2023 coming off the 2022 knee injury. And then you're also banking on him developing a lot of skill. He's talking about a second-round pick. In my opinion, a second-round pick needs to be a high-impact, positive starter for your football team. Bottom line, that's what they need to be. High-impact, a lot of snaps, a lot of positive play. Right now, in 2023, you did not see that on Mason Smith's tape. Again, the potential is there, the physical profile is there, but that's banking on him getting back to 100% physically and mentally and then developing skill because he's not refined right now. He played a lot as a freshman, then had the injury, then, you know, instead of developing throughout that 2023 offseason, he was just trying to get back on the football field. So there's a lot that he has to do in order to make this pick hit, in my opinion. So it's a C-. I do see the upside. He could end up being an A, you know, with his physical profile. He could also end up being a lot lower grade than a C- when it's all said and done. And again, we talk about draft grades here. I'm more grading the process than I am the pick, right? We don't know how these prospects are going to turn out. But based on the tape evaluation that I have, the athletic profiles that we see, and the process by which the Jaguars go about adding talent, that's what I'm really grading here. Mason Smith, again, could end up being an A, could end up being lower than a C-, but I gave him a C- right now. And second-round picks and third-round picks for me are weighted 1.15 times, and then the rest of the draft is out at 1. So that's just a little bit of a peek behind how I'm doing this grading scale here. Jarian Jones at 96 overall, cornerback out of Florida State. This is an A- for me. Jarian Jones has enough size, you know, just about 6 feet tall, 190 pounds, can fly out there, 4.38, 40-yard dash. I love his ability to read and react as a corner. He can see where you're trying to go, and he's probably faster than you. He can probably keep up with you and probably be able to disrupt at the catch point with his explosiveness and speed. He plays aggressively. He does miss some tackles here and there, but there are a lot of tackles that he makes on tape that most corners wouldn't just because of simply how aggressive he is coming downhill. So I think he has a chance to be a starting slot in the league. I think he has a chance to be a starting outside corner in the league. Versatile player, great speed, great athleticism, love his play demeanor. He's excited to be in Jacksonville. A guy that grew up, you know, rooting for Maurice Jones-Drew, really wanted to be a Jaguar, liked the fit. He is in Jacksonville now. It's an A- for me. At 114 overall, the Jaguars took Javon Foster, the offensive tackle, out of Missouri. That's a solid B for me. I think they took him right in the range where he should have been selected. And a guy that has lateral agility in my ability and lateral mobility, I don't think he's a guy that has a great 40-yard dash or elite long explosiveness, but he has short area explosiveness, right? So I think Javon Foster, at the very least, is going to be a good swing tackle in the league. I think he has a chance to be a starter long-term. But right now, the Jaguars, they don't need a starter. They just need a swing guy. They have three good tackles on the roster already. Javon Foster makes it 4. You're ensuring that if you have injuries again this year, you're going to be able to sustain on the offensive line. Javon Foster helps you do that. So that's a solid B for me. Jordan Jefferson at 116. This is a D+. I think it was a massive reach. I think that if you were looking for guys that bring his skill set, there were guys throughout the draft that can do that. And his skill set is...
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Being stout at the point of attack, having heavy hands, being able to move guys at the point and kind of stand your ground as well. That's what Jordan Jefferson brings to the table a little bit for the Jaguars. I thought they were better prospects in that regard for that specific role. And I also thought that there were, better prospects in general on the board at 116 overall. So I thought it was a bit of a reach. I think the Jaguars, the two lowest graded picks I have for them were the LSU defensive tackles. And I'm rooting like hell for these guys. I hope both of them come in and play awesome football. And Jordan Jefferson, he does have a role. Like, his role is being a nose tackle type of player, a guy who is going to eat up gaps, eat up blocks, and hold the point. And I think he can do that. I just think there were better options for that role, and there were better overall prospects, and you could have gotten that role later on in the draft. So that one was a D-plus for me. Deontre Prince at 153 out of Ole Miss, the cornerback. Pairing with Jarian Jones, you got two really fast corners in this class. Both run sub 4.4, in the 4.3s. Prince, he's about 6 feet tall as well. Neither of them have great length, but again, their speed and explosiveness and instincts help them really stick with receivers all over the field. He's another one that is aggressive against the run. A really good tackler, sound tackler overall is Deontre Prince. So I think the Jaguars got a pair of really nice corners that add to what they have in that room in Tyson Campbell, in Ronald Darby. They're now going to be competing with the Buster Browns and Gregory Juniors and Darnell Savage at nickel to get playing time and provide solid depth. I love that. And now you're looking at some of the guys they've drafted over the last couple years. They're going to be fighting for roster spots now. They're not going to be guaranteed roster spots, kind of like they were last year. Then at 167, Keelan Robinson, the running back out of Texas, also a kick returner. That is the main role he's coming to Jacksonville for. And with these new kickoff rules, I think you're going to see special teams valued at an even higher clip in the draft. Keelan Robinson is an excellent returner. He's an explosive football player with the ball in his hands. I think he can be your return guy and be an explosive weapon on the offensive side of the ball that can align, in a lot of different spots for you. You feature him, you get him the football, And you can use him as a decoy as well, because teams just have to respect the speed and explosiveness that he brings to the field. I gave that one a high C+. I think that there were better prospects available on the board overall. I think the role that he provides is it's an important role, but it's probably a role you could have gotten later on. That's all I'll say about that. Kicker Cam Little out of Arkansas at 212 overall. This is a kicker that is more accurate than Joey Sly, has a much bigger leg than Riley Patterson. So I think he should have the inside track at winning the kicker job. I think he has the best combination of traits. He's good on kickoffs, good 50 plus yards, a guy that doesn't miss extra points. You want to improve a little bit in certain areas of your game, certainly if you're Cam Little, but a young prospect, young kicker. I give this one a solid B. I think that, again, he should have a good chance to win that kicking job. And if he does, I think that he will be a better option than what the Jaguars had in 2023 at the kicker position. Miles Cole at 236, just a mammoth edge who's a great athlete out of Texas Tech, but needs to develop a ton. In the seventh round, talking about getting someone with this physical profile, it screams Trent Baalke, obviously, but it's a decent pick, right? Like, there were guys on the board that I valued higher. He would not have been the pick I made, but the Jaguars, when you look at their defensive front now, they are massive. Absolutely massive. Miles Cole is huge. He's got insane length, like 37 inch arms. He's like 270 pounds, 6'6". Josh Allen's huge. Trayvon Walker is huge. They've got big boys up front. Obviously, on the interior, you've also got Eric Armstead. You've got Mason Smith, Jordan Jefferson, Devon Hamilton, Roy Robertson Harris. The list goes on and on of just big defensive linemen that the Jaguars have. This one gets a B- for me. If they selected him any earlier, I probably would be a little bit more down on it, because he does have a long way to go developmentally, but the physical traits are there. And if he can just be a guy that can develop into a rotational piece for you, a pocket pusher, you'll be happy with that pick in the long run, right? So we'll see how it plays out for Miles Cole. But overall, this draft nets an 84 out of 100 for the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's a solid B, not a B minus, but a B. I see one immediate starter with Pro Bowl potential at a premium position, in a position that directly helps quarterback Trevor Lawrence, which is huge. Swing with a lot of ifs, and that's Mason Smith, right? I see two rock solid depth corners that have the talent to start. At the very least, they have the talent to be good depth and add speed to this football team, be quality special teams pieces as well. And then, again, two good special teamers in Keelan Robinson and Cam Little. I like trying to improve the special teams units there. You're going to have two kick returners back there now. So you have Devin Duvernay and Keelan Robinson, both of whom are incredibly explosive. You got a really good swing tackle in Javon Foster, so a big fan of that move as well. A little bit of a reach at defensive tackle, maybe a lot of bit of a reach at defensive tackle with Jordan Jefferson. And then again, the developmental swing in the seventh round at edge with Miles Cole. So overall, this is a quality draft. I think Trent Baalke took some swings. Certainly Mason Smith was a swing. Swing for the fences, trying to hit a grand slam. Sometimes when you do that, you hit the grand slam. Sometimes you strike out. We will see how it plays out. I'm really rooting for him. Seems like a really nice young man, a guy that has a lot of energy, and it should be a valuable member of the locker room. But again, you're talking about getting back to 100% physically and mentally, and then developing skill on top of the physical profile that he has. We'll see how it plays out. We'd love to know what you guys think about this Jaguars 2024 NFL draft class. Drop your grades in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, or become a channel member. Y'all have a good one.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM, and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.